Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Did the person that jumped off the Lamb of God cruise, Lamb of God, the band cruise, do that because he realized he was on a cruise featuring Lamb of God?
I don't think so.
What? Who's on this cruise? Who's the band? I'm out of here.
Yeah, I think they probably...
Sorry, Lamb of God fans, don't get pissed. The music sucks. I get it. Yeah,
they have their audience.
It's hardcore. It's hardcore, I know.
Yeah, they That's have the their joke. Audience. It was
Did they find a guy?
No.
I'm guessing he was really drunk. It's a thrash metal cruise, right?
It's probably a good theory. Yeah.
That's a thrash metal cruise right there.
Yeah. 41-year-old passenger, the Headbangers Boat Cruise.
Talk about no chicks on a boat. You better bring one with you, man.
That sounds like an awful time, though.
It does.
The Headbangers Cruise.
It sounds horrible. Depending on the bands. If it's all hardcore, I'm not really into. Decent hard rock, I can accept. You know.
Well, here's your lineup.
I like the band Accept.
It was Lamb of God, Mastodon, Hatebreed, Gwar, Shadows Fall, God Forbid, Fit for an Autopsy, Testament, Municipal Waste, Lacuna Coil, Gate Creeper, Violence, Malevolence, Bleed from Within, and Dying Wish.
There were 10.
Some of those bands sound pretty
97% dudes.
And 3% goth chicks, man. Yeah.
And one less dude. Dude, when they got back.
How big are Gwar's suitcases?
That's a good point. I was in Lawrence, Kansas, and I walked past that theater that people were waiting in line to see Cannibal Corpse. Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
I forgot to open up that tour, another one of those crazy bands you mentioned right there. And they had all of those people, you know, it was all dudes. It was all dudes, man.
Yeah, they...
It was the Metallica show, which featured
like they had
some
onboard
women.
Tattooing.
Of course,
you get tattooed on the ship.
Yeah, shit.
Authorities notified. Search and rescue was underway. This was Friday morning. They found out about this.
I love how they had to describe the guy. He looked like a guy at a at a metal cruise. Okay.
Yeah.
Narrow that down.
They had stand up comedy on the ship.
Who was
Frank, oh. Frank Castillo and Steve Furey?
Don't know them.
No.
You know them?
You would think that'd be
it's Steve Fury, F-U-R-E-Y. You think if he's like a metal guy, he would just go with Fury.
Yeah.
No E.
How did Florentine and Jameson miss out on that gig?
Yeah.
I think they like bands with like melodies.
They like bands with
because they're a little more discriminate.
They hang out with these. They've had some of these bands on.
They wouldn't be out of place there.
No, they wouldn't. Lamb of God, Mastodon, Hatebreed. They've had some of those bands. They were on that metal show back in the day.
But they even make fun of those bands over a period of time. How can you tell one band start and one band stop?
But they'd also take the money for the gig.
Yeah, well, they're both pretty busy guys, so, you know.
But, yeah, I guess I saw a follow-up to this. I think it was Sunday or something, and they had called off search and rescue.
They suspended the operation.
I don't think they were going to find him.
No, he's not there treading water.
I think he went out like he wanted to.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It says survival rates depend on several factors, including whether the person was injured by impact with the water or part of the ship on the way down, quickly the person could be rescued.
Sharks.
Wind and weather factors also play a role. If seas are rough, it not only makes it difficult for a person to swim, it also tough for emergency staff to find them. Other factors, temperature of the sea. Hypothermia can begin to set in when the water is anything less than 70 degrees.
It's pretty warm there, though, even right now.
I would think.
Yeah.
This does look cool. This Steve Fury has like a video on his Instagram of people just moshing on a cruise ship. It's weird because it's all like tropical and there's like, bow.
I know.
Yeah.
Exactly. But then he got on stage too. They didn't want to hear that, Nick. Come on, man. Shut up. Bring on Hate Bleed or something like that, you know.
Yeah,
Hate
hopefully they're in a separate
bring on
room.
Bleed for My Ass is coming up next. I love Bleed for My Ass.
If I had to open for something like that, I would just cuss a lot.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You would say the F word a whole bunch.
You would be well within your rights right there.
And smack yourself a little bit. That might be a crowd you can smack.
The municipal waste crowd really loves that.
Smack yourself. Municipal Waste is the name of a band?
Yeah. They were on the cruise. Municipal Waste.
Yeah, the
not
water,
to be confused with Gate yeah. Creeper.
Water off Miami's in the 80s right now.
But still, wind and...
Well, there was a guy that fell off a regular cruise, not a Lamb of God cruise, that treaded water for 24 hours. Remember that? He thought of his daughter the whole time. Yeah. That guy made it. They found him.
I mean, this happened...
24 hours, like a year ago. Yeah.
His son was like, didn't even think about me.
I don't think he had
just
a son.
Probably not. My sister, huh? Okay.
This guy's out there treading water.
24 hours.
Thinking how he's missing Bleed from My Ass. You were coming up next, you know.
Well, those ships move so fast. If you don't see somebody immediately, it ain't just a lost
That's exactly
job.
Right.
Unless they can tread water for, you know, a day.
And the incident happened. The cruise was notified that someone had gone overboard at 3:45 a.m., Friday morning.
Of course it was, man.
It was dark, and good chance that dude was hammered.
Oh, it said security was chasing him.
Oh.
Really?
So this guy's a hero.
Get away from security. He went overboard.
Oh, well, bad choice. But I'm still going to bet he was hammered.
I hope he had to be on something. I hope he screamed something triumphant on his way over there.
Right.
Heavy on the High Seas. It sold out.
He yelled whatever band his favorite band is, and he yelled Rocks after that. And when he flew over there,
right. It's like, that was Mastodon.
Rocks, yeah, Mastodon Rocks. You know,
the advantage to being the Guar guys is they are the only ones that can walk around the ship all day and not get mobbed.
That crew's probably going to recognize some of those people, but a lot of those guys look
some
the same,
hardcores that probably recognize.
But more than any of the other bands, they take off the Guar stuff.
Yeah,
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I bet there's a good portion of people who don't know what they look like without all the Guar stuff on.
Are the four original guys in those outfits?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that's been a revolving door.
You know?
Oh, they're like Menudo?
Yeah.
I don't think they're full of Puerto Rican boys inside there, but whatever. Yeah, same thing.
Same
deal.
Same concept.
I'm surprised.
Guar's four young Puerto Rican dudes they put in there, right?
No one suspects it.
There's a laundry list of dudes who have been in Guar for a time.
And is that an original guy?
I watched a documentary on them just how, like, it's like a lifestyle for people just in the band. It's just like this thing that stays alive.
Yeah,
regardless of how many people go through the band, they could continue. Yeah. And it's a Cookie Monster vocals, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So you're right. Isn't like the vocalists could all sound the same anyway, right?
I'd love to see Guar.
There's not
on the boat with all those other bands, would you?
Yeah, I'm probably not dead.
No, one night. Yeah.
Yeah, a one-off Guar show. I'm surprised Mastodon was even on this. I Googled it, but this article comes up from their lead singer. It just says, I hate heavy metal. So he's surrounded by heavy metal.
Yeah.
He said he thought it was rebellious to start playing heavy music, and now that's who they are.
He likes a good cruise and a paycheck.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, it looks like there's a couple of guys that have been in since the late 80s, but the band is credited starting in 85, so...
I was going to say, I know they've been around the 80s, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the original Odorous Orungus died in 2014.
They bury him in that outfit?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Guar's badass.
Yeah, now the lead singer, Blothar the Berserker.
Nick? Nope.
Here do I.
I just know they dress like heavy metal dinosaurs.
It's crazy looking outfits. They are really. I mean, they Slipknot. They, go, oh, we just put on masks. These guys had full on outfits.
It was like prosthetics.
Right.
You know?
They have to stink.
Oh, yeah. All the stuff they do in those.
I think you meant the band. Of course, the band probably does suck.
The Salamanizer.
What's the headliner on that? Is it Lamb of God?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Lamb of God's the headliner there.
All right.
I wonder,
a Tiny Desk concert.
I wonder if that's one of those, like Greg said, Burt's Cruise was completely sold out with people that were there for
this
Burt's
was a
Cruise.
Separate part of the boat, right?
Most
cruises aren't the whole boat.
Yeah,
right,
I question whether or not that one could fill the entire boat.
It looks like it did. The website for that cruise said the ship is sold out.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Well, that would be good, though, Push. Could you imagine being on a boat where the one corner of the boat is featured that crap?
And then normies on the other end?
Every day you're just hearing is 10 in the morning.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Every day.
It's tough to sell that out for people that aren't there for that.
Yeah, damn.
And how do you know if you're seasick on that cruise or you just hate everything? You're just like, this is all just...
I'm with you, Tyler. It's funny. I would just hate so much. I would think, why do I feel sick? Oh, I hate everything.
Because all metal is just about beating each other's ass, right?
That hardcore like that.
Yeah, some of those extreme genres of metal, yeah.
Just being already pukey and then just having some smelly 50-year-old smashing you up against the wall.
I mean,
that's exactly what that crowd is, man. But the thing is, that crowd gets older too. So how many guys are in their mid-50s, just headbanging?
I mean
moshing. You start moshing in your 40s and 50s, you get hurt.
That's where they tell you, you jump if you can't hang, man. you can't handle this, there's your trip.
Well, I know.
He couldn't hang, he jumped
this weekend. This weekend at Metallica, and I'd say the Metallica audience is getting into their 40s and 50s at this point.
Yeah,
easily.
Yeah. And if you're Metallica, if you're fans of Metallica and you're the same age as those guys, you're in your early 60s.
Yeah. You know? And there was the occasional pit that would break out on the floor.
Yeah, because I saw how that big thing is. It's more just jumping up and down. Like, we saw the pictures of the famous actor.
Momoa. Momoa is down there.
Yeah. They weren't really banging into each other.
A few times I saw, here and there, there'd be a small mosh pit that would break out for a little while and during one song, but never more than about one song. And then it's like, all right, break time. I'm done.
Yeah, people were breathing going,
okay.
All right, I'm 47.
That's
ridiculous. I got kicked in the head. I'm 47.
I already got a bad shoulder. I don't need this.
The thing about metal and mosh pits that gets me is all of those people in it probably hated playing football.
Yes.
But they're like, let's do some stuff and mess each other up.
Many of them weren't coordinated enough to play football.
That's true, too.
They're not athletes.
But they're swinging their boots around. It was a crazy bit.
Yeah, a little less ability to just smash someone in a pit.
I just love it. They call it the winded mosh pit, Like every little sections are going, okay, we're tired.
Quite honestly, I think the crowd got probably rowdiest during Pantera.
I thought they would.
You know?
Because that's more of a headbanging. That's more when you beat each other up,
Yeah, I mean, Pantera was heavy the whole time.
Yeah, they're thrashed the whole way.
Metallica's got a little ebb and flow to the tempo.
Yeah, since the Black Album, they stop and they got melody. They're more of a regular rock band.
It's sold out.
Is there a name for Metallica fans? I'm looking at a list now from Ultimate Classic Rock.
No, not
of
really.
Of the fiercest fan bases of rock and roll, what they call them.
I don't think Metallica fans just are Metallica fans.
What do they call Guar heads?
Guar is not mentioned on here. I think they got,
yeah, I don't know.
Insane clowns.
I was mistaken. They're not really dinosaurs.
It's the band members.
They're barbaric interplanetary warriors.
Duh.
Of course they are.
These are all different kinds of bands.
It's all different kinds of bands.
The Juggalos on there. Apparently Five Finger Death Punch are knuckleheads.
I would agree with that, seeing some of them on Sunday night.
Yeah. If you're a fan of the band Kansas, you're a weed head. I didn't know.
I like Kansas. I know I'm calling myself a weed head, but I like that band. Great band. Topeka's own Kansas, by the way.
Yeah, the Insane Clown Posse, Juggalos is on here. Gunners, I didn't know. Guns N' Roses fans.
Gunners.
The Maggots from Slipknot on there.
Oh, they're called Maggots?
Their fans are the Maggots.
Great.
Yeah. Slipknot fans are pissed. I guess their drummer's not in the band anymore.
Yeah, they fired their drummer. It's Jay Weinberg, Max Weinberg's kid.
Oh,
They fired him. He'd been in the band for 10 years.
Max Weinberg's kid was in Slipknot?
Yeah.
Wow. And by the way, he filled in for Max with Springsteen a few times when Max was
when he was like a double 18 gig or something.
Did he wear the mask?
No, not with Springsteen.
Before the Slipknot days.
That'd be awesome. He's drumming for Springsteen in the Slipknot costume.
That would be funny.
Bruce Springsteen fans are tramps.
Never knew that.
I never heard that.
Yeah, the Kiss Army.
Yeah, Kiss Army has to be on there.
Oh, Kiss Army is definitely on there. And I didn't know Bob Dylan fans were called Bobcats.
Oh, that's the lame.
Parrotheads? Yeah, I like Bob. Are the Parrotheads on there?
Parrotheads out, yeah.
Yeah, Parrotheads with Jimmy Buffett. Yep.
The fan base.
What are Phil Collins fans called?
They were not mentioned on this. Yeah. Aerosmith is the Blue
Thoughtful
Army.
Thoughtful good people.
The Blue Army. They're the Blue Army.
Aero Force One.
Yeah. See, a lot of those are just like their fan club names.
Yeah.
Like, I know Aerosmith's got the fan club. It's Aero Force One.
Yeah, they call them the Blue Army in the 70s because there's always dudes in the crowd.
Are they done now?
No, they've officially postponed the Falls touring to next year, but they haven't set an itinerary yet. So
yeah, can you come back from a busted larynx, you know?
Yeah, when your vocal cords are bleeding,
right?
Yeah. You need apparently to take a few months off.
Bleeding Vocal Cords, a great band, by the way. Check those guys out.
They were on after Municipal Waste.
They were on that tour. Municipal Waste sounds like they bought a truck that had it on there, and it was a company, and they said, that's our name.
Yeah, we can't afford to have it repainted, so that's just the name of the band
now. That's the name. We're Municipal Waste. Stupid.
I like it.
We're going to get a lot of emails. I like it, too. We're going to get a lot of emails about, I love Municipal Waste. The second album kind of sucked. But
I'm a wastey.
Really
you know what? Given the right circumstances, I would go see Gwar one time just to experience the spectacle.
Well, like, what are they, Nick? In a planetary what?
Barbaric Warriors?
Of course they are.
yeah, Barbaric Interplanetary Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go just to see the spectacle one time. Stand near the back, try to stay out of the splash zone, but, you know,
put a poncho on and get in there.
This is the